Hi, it's Kimber from Mix 94.5, and we thought you might like to check out a great interview with 5 Seconds of Summer. This is an exclusive chat with Linda Mariano for Listener. We thought it's worth a share, and we hope you enjoy it.
Hey, I'm Linda Mariano, and welcome to The Spin with 5 Seconds of Summer. It's your need-to-know five-star show with a very special treat in store for you. We're celebrating a triumphant release for Australian music, the return of some of my favourite Aussie pop rockers, 5 Seconds of Summer, with their brand new single, Complete Mess. And of course, we can't celebrate alone. From 5 Seconds of Summer, joining us from the band, Ashton Irwin and Luke Hemmings. How are you both feeling?
Feel pretty great. We put on our best shirts today, so I'm feeling pretty great.
I'm feeling relieved. This has been a really long process for us, and it was full of challenges, all that good stuff, all that transformative stuff that kind of ups your game. So we enjoyed making this whole record, but the first glimpse of it is Complete Mess. So this is the beginning of us.
Tell us a little bit about how this one came together.
Well, the song was made just the band, written and produced, which is a really beautiful thing for us, especially for a leading single. It feels really powerful and awesome for us. And I think that just comes from us being isolated and it being genuine and trying to figure out exactly how we sound like with no outside influence whatsoever. And that was kind of, it was just very instinctual, this song, like all like the main parts in it, like the opening bass and like the drums and the chorus and like the little licks on guitar, like they're all done in the first, you know, hour of its, you know, conception. Mm-hmm. So it was, all of that was very, the first things in the fly, like even lyrics, like most of the lyrics are very like whatever was there when the song was first made. And I think that just comes across in the whole song to me.
And where were you all kind of mentally when you got in the room to start making this? Because, you know, obviously it's been a very strange last couple of years for everybody.
Everybody is pretty intuitive in this band, and the way we approach things is very particular in the way you carry your energy and the way you carry your communication. And, you know, personally, when we began this process, my only goal was to literally chill. I was like, we have done so much over the last couple of years, and I would like to outwardly kind of show these guys that I'm just down to hang no matter what. My intention or expectation isn't in what we create. It's just, you know, how we create it, and when it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And that's kind of what this period allowed us to have, was space and time and allow things to unfold in a more natural way.
Yeah, a bit of perspective.
Yeah.
And Luke, you said just before about how this is really the first iteration of something that's been fully written, fully produced by the band. Why did it feel like this was the thing that you needed to do now?
I think especially after, well, this is one of the first songs we made just us four writing and Michael producing. So once we had had this song, it was obviously very clear from then on that we could do this, because obviously it stood the test of time. It's one of the first songs we wrote for the album, if not the first song. So I think after then it was pretty clear, but I don't know, we went out, as Ashton said, more as friends, you know, and just sort of made these songs with less expectations. But it just felt sort of like a natural evolution of the band to sort of take even more pieces of the pie into our own hands. And being a producer really suits Michael's personality and his skill set. And it sort of just fell into place quite naturally in the beginning. So it was, we just sort of ran with it. You know, when something falls into place like that, we sort of just wanted to run with that feeling and see how far we could take it before bringing anyone else in.
We're pretty reactive to new things, new ways of doing things, and we aren't really afraid of that, you know. It actually gets us excited to show up, and it gets us excited to be a part of something that could turn out any way. But it was also a time in our career where we felt like, you know, we'd had a lot of amazing mentors, and we felt like, you know, the biggest success to us would to be to feel more ownership and a deeper connection with our music if we're truly going to do this for a long time, you know?
Totally. I'm Linda Mariano, hanging out with Ashton and Luke. So we're talking about not only their new single, Complete Mess, but also the longevity of this band. You guys have gone through some really momentous periods over the years, and really at the foundation of it, you seem to really care about the growth of each other as musicians. You're always excited to try new things. Do you think that that's why you've stood the test of time?
I mean, yeah, it's got to be a big part of it. I think also we just sort of realized maybe at different times or at the same time, or have known the whole time, that it's a really special thing we have together to be a band, starting as young as we did, and with sort of huge ambitions out of Western Sydney. It was to be this far along and still have people showing up and listening to the music we put out and expecting sort of like a bit of change each album is a beautiful thing, and that we're still friends throughout all that is pretty remarkable. And realizing that is a massive tool for the band. And like, this album sounds and feels completely different to the last one. To me, it obviously is a Five Sauce album, it has moments of it and elements that sort of are in every album that we've had, but it, to me, it's like a different feeling, you know, almost in a jarring way. Like, it feels like there has been time and space, and there is more clarity in the lyrics and the music. Well, to me anyway, I think that comes across very genuinely across the whole album, and particularly in this song.
Yeah, tell us more about the record and the feeling of it.
It's like, you know, the band more and more came into touch with like, what are the parts that make us unique in a pop music landscape? And we kind of constantly discovered, well, it's this vocal that Luke has. It's this particular drum and bass rhythm thing that the band are good at. And it just so happened that Michael, he could perceive that as a producer. And usually you go in and you try to explain, well, the band's good at this and the band likes this and we're influenced by this. But Michael, he's got it downloaded or he's been a part of it every step of the way. And that's what really ticked and made this process ignite and made it interesting and creatively powerful and gave the band livelihood.
Mm, to have someone that's actually lived through it all with you as well. Now, you two over the past few years have been working on your own solo projects away from Five Sauce. Do you think that there was a way that those experiences, going out, doing your own thing, actually shaped the mentality of, hey, I think that this could be the time that Five Sauce can really start to own everything that the band does?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Luke and I did our solo records in our own individual way. And I think that did a couple things. I think that allowed us to pick up skills where we were weaker before as artists and recording artists. Whether it be, you know, lyrics or, you know, vocals, or I'm sure you tried to play some drums on your record.
It's definitely a weak spot for me.
Just like guitar is a weak spot for me, et cetera. But also, you know, the whole mechanism behind releasing a record, you have to learn it on your own. And then in that solo process, you go, oh my gosh, I had some allies. I had some people with the same musical DNA as me. I had people that understood where I grew up. I have people that understand even everything from, you know, your mother's financial situation. Like, all of these things impact the lyricism and the energy in this music that we make together.
It is. It's so funny when you put it like that as well, because it's the same experience I had, because it's obviously a very scary thing to from the outside when people do individual projects. But to me, it just made me love and miss the band more. It's like, because I got to do this, and it wasn't as fun. And I really, like you said, I realized the people that I've been in this band with for, you know, 10 years and known longer is like, they're amazing at what they do. And I love their input, you know, and to have not have that was a challenge, but it was missed, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you gotta know where other, that's what this whole process has been. It's like, what are we individually good at and how can we help each other get better at that? So with Mike, it was like he hadn't produced a band ever, but he's produced like EDM stuff and et cetera, but he hadn't ever, you know, recorded the band. So it was up to us to also educate him how to do this, and vice versa. So it was, you know, with these solo projects, they really teach you what matters. And it also allows you to see the truth of the situation a bit clearer.
Wow, that is simply so wholesome, you realize. Well, look, thank you so much for your time. You're, of course, going to be doing the major tour where you are going all around the world and you are going to be sailing back down under into Australia towards the end of this year. But just in terms of the record, a last question, the album as a whole, the way that we listen to Complete Mess, you know, it's a song that really soars in. It's got that wall of sound, heaps of guitars, that real kind of emotional wailing, the big, beautiful chaos of it. Is that an indication of the way the rest of the album plays out?
I'd say, yeah, some of it. I don't know if it all is... I like the way you described it. That made me feel good.
I don't know what I said just then. Yeah.
It's definitely diverse, the record. We kind of lean into that. And it's also because of the science of the psychology of people's attention spans now and stuff. I don't think it does a band any favors by sounding the same for 12 tracks. You know, I don't think it helps. I think it would help you to cast your web wider or your net wider and see, you know, do a soul song, do a heavier pop song, do a dark pop song, do, you know, a folk song, do, you know, try and cast your net as wide as possible. And I think that's what we do on this record.
Yeah.
Oh, Ashton, Luke, thank you so much for joining us on The Spin. It's been a total pleasure.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Or a complete mess.
Oh, yeah. It's been an absolute mess.
Who doesn't love a little Five Sauce? For more exclusive chats and new music goodness, join me on the Listener app every Friday for my weekly Need to Know New Music Show, where I give you the spin on the week's hottest releases and chat to the hitmakers themselves. Search New Music on the Listener app and listen for free with me, Linda Mariano. Listener.